This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Parliament gives its nod to Budget Manipur 2025-26, Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025, and Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu lays foundation stone for construction of multi-storied flats to replace old government quarters in Itanagar Capital Region. Assam government will inaugurate 10 more new co-districts in second phase today and tomorrow. Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is going on in various states of Northeast ahead of Independence Day celebrations. The news in detail. The Parliament has given its nod to the Budget Manipur 2025-26, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Lok Sabha has also passed the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 with a voice vote yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protests by opposition members over the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar and other issues. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, accompanied by Urban Development Minister Balao Raja and advisor to Minister Techi Kosso, yesterday laid the foundation stone for the construction of multi-storey flats to replace old government quarters in Itanagar Capital Region. In a social media post, Khandu said Itanagar Capital City must grow in an organised, disciplined and planned manner. The Chief Minister stressed that government land is a public property and not for individual possession. He also warned that encroachment would invite strict consequences. In Assam, as a major governance reform, the state government will inaugurate 10 new more co-districts in the second phase today and tomorrow. These co-districts are seen as a crucial reform aimed at easing the administrative burden or larger parent districts and make government services more accessible to citizens, particularly in remote areas. According to Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, this unique initiative is aimed at decentralising the district administrations. The co-districts will ensure the implementation of government's vision of minimum government and maximum governments. The co-district slated for operationalisation are Poko Chegon, Palashbari, Borosola, Mariani, Makum, Tiok, Dholai and Dudnoi, Rangapara and Digboi. At present, 39 co-districts have been operational in Assam and the government plans to establish a total of 78 co-districts across the state. Nagaland has witnessed a steep decline in HIV prevalence among injecting drug users from a staggering 50% in the early 1990s to just 2.53% at present. This was shared by Project Director of Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, Health and Family Welfare Department, Dr. Ahu Sekose, during a press briefing held in Kohima yesterday. Highlighting the evolving HIV scenario in the state, Dr. Sekosi said,
"Today the prevalence rate in our state stands at precisely 2.53. Now in some states, such as Punjab, Assam, the maximum route of transmission is through the injecting drug community, IDU. But in our state, it's through the sexual route, unsafe sex. So precisely, it's about 87% of transmission is through the sexual route. Whereas in the transmission through the injecting drug use is limited, I would say, to something like 8.6%.
The project director added that despite positive indicators such as a nearly stable overall HIV prevalence rate from 1.39% in 2020 to 1.37% today, Nagaland still ranks the second highest in the country for HIV prevalence behind Mizoram. Reaffirming the commitment, the project director urged for continued public cooperation to combat HIV in the state. In In Tripura, celebration of 90 years of Akashvani was organized with a musical evening by Akashvani Agartala Center at Sukanta Academy. During the inaugural ceremony, retired Chief Justice of Odisha High Court, Subhasis Thalapatra, Akashvani Guwahati's Additional Director General, Ashish Bhatnagar, and other officials were present. The biggest attraction of the event was the launch of an app called Raise, created by the Akashvani Agartala's engineering section. Through this app, listeners can directly listen to Akashvani's live programs and they can provide their own feedback. Justice Thalapatra recalled the past when almost all people used to listen to Akashvani news on radio and suggested that Akashvani should adopt new technology to keep pace with the present era. Additional Director General of Northeast Zone, Ashish Bhatnagar, said that All India Radio's 90 years journey has been enriched by listeners' love, artists' dedication, and workers' hard work. He also called for making each of All India Radio's program more popular among the listeners by highlighting its tradition. Nagaland is set to launch the second edition of the intensified IEC campaign from today. The launch coincides with International Youth Day, highlighting the focus on youth engagement and awareness. The campaign aims to reach a wide audience across villages and communities with crucial information related to the prevention and control of HIV and address stigma and discrimination associated with HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. Addressing media persons in Kohima yesterday, Project Director of Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, Dr. Ahu Sekose, shared a series of activities that have been planned in collaboration with various departments and organizations. The day will also feature the release of the campaign theme song, HIV Lee, by the Tetsuo sisters, besides other activities. Dr. Sekose appealed to all stakeholders to extend their active support and cooperation in ensuring the success of the campaign. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak yesterday presented the Governor's Medallion for Excellence to the Director of National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, Dirang, Colonel R.S. Jamwal, for his outstanding contributions to adventure activities. In an interaction at Rajbhavan Itanagar, the director briefed the governor about the activities of the institute, including the Brahmaputra River Rafting Expedition and Mount Kanchenjunga Expedition. He also informed that the team had successfully summited Mount Kanchenjunga, India's highest and the world's third highest peak. The governor congratulated Jamwal on the remarkable success of two extraordinary expeditions. He expressed confidence that such achievements will inspire a new generation of young Arunachalis to dream bigger, push their limits and carve their names in the annals of adventure history. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Centre Itanagar has issued an orange alert for Kurung Kume, Pakke Kesang, Papum Pare, Anjao, Lohit, Tirap and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh. It has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 11 districts. Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is going on in various states of the Northeast ahead of the Independence Day celebrations. In Assam, as part of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, citizens of the government institutions organized rallies and other programs regularly all over the state, bringing together people from all walks of life. The BJP Nagaland unit also launched Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with several activities across the state. In Dimapur, the party held a special fellowship program with differently abled students at the TEF Biblical Ministry. The National Institute of Technology Sikkim also organized a Tiranga rally yesterday. The rally commenced from the institute's campus and proceeded to the NH510 bypass near SDM office in Ravangla, celebrating the spirit of patriotism ahead of India's 79th Independence Day. Northeast United FC ended their Durand Cup 2025 group stage with a 2-2 draw against Rangdajit United in Shillong yesterday. Northeast United FC are the Group E toppers, while Rangdajit finished at the bottom with just 1 point in their kitty. The draw for the quarterfinals will be held after the group stage finishes today, and quarterfinals will start from the 16th of this month. As the nation prepares to celebrate Independence Day, let us come together, not just as individuals, but as one people, one heartbeat, one India. Under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, let's proudly hoist the Tiranga from today to the 15th of August at every home in every heart. This is more than a flag, it's a feeling, a legacy, a symbol of our freedom. This Independence Day, let the tricolour wave from every rooftop and rise in every soul. Don't forget to click a selfie with Tiranga and share it on social media. Join the movement, celebrate unity, celebrate India. Visit hargartiranga.com for details. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.